Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We are with author Helias Dundulakis, and he has written a book called I Was Trained to Be a Spy. Good morning, Helias.
Good morning.
So you were trained to be a spy starting at what age? What were the circumstances that got you into the spy business?
Well, actually, I was born in Canton, Ohio, and when I was 3 years old, we had to move to the island of Crete because my grandmother had an accident and became blind. My father had a restaurant, we sold it, and we went to Crete. I grew up in a little village outside from Heraklion, and when I finished public school and when I was in the last grades of high school, I happened to be watching the Germans falling down from the airplanes to occupy the island. So it took only 10 days, and after every English soldier or Greek soldier, they left for Egypt, but some intelligence officers stayed behind of the English intelligence service. And since we knew how to speak Greek, the English, we were associating continuously with them. And they persuaded us, and we opened an underground resistance organization, which was from 1941 to 1943. In 1943, Gestapo found out about us, and they tried to get us, of course, and because of what we had done, the English brought an English torpedo boat and took myself, my brother, and 13 others to Egypt. There, in Egypt, they told OSS. Now, for the people who do not know what OSS was, OSS was formed in 1941 by President Roosevelt. It was the forerunner of the CIA, the present CIA. And it was actually an underground organization that was sending agents to Germany or German-occupied countries, collecting information of German movements. So in Egypt, the Americans heard about the two brothers, so they sent an American captain, Greek-American captain, and they got in touch with us. And they told us, since we were American citizens, why don't we join the American army and join the OSS? So that's how really we were introduced to the OSS, which at that time I didn't even know what it was.
So, Helias, you were finishing up high school. You saw the Germans marching and parachuting into your country, your adopted country, Greece, and you decided to resist the German army and join a resistance group. That must have taken quite a bit of courage for a young man of your age. How much do you deal with that, your feelings that you were going through while you were watching the Germans invade your country? How much of that is in the book?
Well, it was very detail and explaining exactly how we feel and the troubles we had trying to escape after the Gestapo was after us. So it was a preliminary, let's say, experience to the to be a spy or being working in an underground organization.
When you joined the resistance group, Helias, what kind of training did you get to be a spy from the OSS?
After I joined the American Army, then they switched us to the OSS, which they had the most odd training, 6 months of OSS spies training, which was composed of eight parts. First of all, we got the parachute training. I fell eight times. And then they switched us to the commando training, defensive type, how to fire any firearms, throw live grenades, and so on. Then they sent us to a spy school, which was really a palace outside from Cairo. And there we learned how to use the Morse code and utilize the wireless instruments. And then it was a very interesting training, assimilation techniques to any unknown city will be sent. And then methods of opening any locks or safes to steal or photograph documents. And then how to escape. Suppose we were caught, they taught us how to escape and how to kill even with using a newspaper. And the last one was how to, suppose we were caught, we had to fabricate a story to try to justify our being in certain area. Now, after we finished, which lasted 6 months, they told me, you're ready to be sent, and you'll be sent to the second biggest city in Greece, we call it Salonika. Now, Salonika was more important than Athens, since from the entire Greece, all the Germans who were resting for a couple months had to go there and be sent from Salonika to various fronts. So they said, you are going to be sent, being dropped by parachute. So they gave me a nylon belt, which had small pockets, and in those pockets they put 150 gold sovereigns. On the right side there was a bigger pocket, and they had put a 32 gauge pistol, and then a pen gun. And since we knew, they told us 50% probability to be caught, or even more. And by the, for instance, from 15 students we were in that school, 7 were caught. And before they died in tortures, they had no fingers and so on. So they were given glass vials, poison pills, which they gave me two. I put one on the lapel of my jacket and another one on the top of my pants. In case I was caught with a wireless, I knew that I would not be excused. So instead of going through the tortures to be able to kill myself, you know. So anyway, while I was in the airport, they to be sent and dropped outside from Salonika, I was. They got notified that there were 80,000 Germans or more in that city or outside. So no matter where I would be dropped, I would be caught. So they said, why don't you send him by boat and drop him on the end of a peninsula, 30 miles away from there. So 4 o'clock in the morning, they dropped me with somebody else who was going to a different city. So we asked how we could go to Salonika. I said, there's no way, but there's a German boat that leaves from here at 10 o'clock, and maybe they get you, give you a ride. So I really went there, and I spoke to a sergeant, and I was traveling from 10 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening with a German boat carrying, besides my belt and so on, I was carrying a can, which was 1 foot by 1 foot by a foot and a half high, and on the bottom was my radio wireless, and on the top, in different compartments, was filled up with olive oil, and that's how I went to Salonika. I fell, of course, in a German inspection post, and I was lucky that I looked like the German who was inspecting me. He was around 45, and he looked at me and said, "You look just like my son. I have an 18-year-old son." He says, "How old are you?" I said, "I am 20. And he says, "He must be in the Russian front," and they started checking me, and he almost hit the pistol that I had under my shirt. And just because I looked like his son, the inspection was not that severe, and I survived. I went to Salonika, and I installed my radio, and I was having every day communication to the central office in OSS in Cairo. I stayed there for 9 months, and after the 9 months, of course, the Germans left. I had a lot of information, and thousands of Germans were killed because of my telegrams. I sent over 400 telegrams living with Germans and so on. So this is really... one time I learned that from a girl that Thursday at 3 o'clock they would be about 4,000 Germans will be leaving. So I sent a telegram, and Americans sent 12 American bombers, and they killed 1,000 Germans. Yes, I was only 20 years old. I never realized the danger, really. I was having plenty of money, entertainment, girls, and so on. So I was living a wonderful life.
Helias, was most of your responsibility intelligence gathering, or did you see any combat? Were there any close calls for you physically?
I was living by myself in that city. I had no combat. I was supposed to be a merchant. I gave $10,000 and I opened a merchant business to cover myself going there. And I had nothing as far as fighting and so on. It was only intelligence.
Any close calls to being captured?
Yes. You see, after the bombardment of the railroad station, the Gestapo knew that there must have been an American organization there, and they tried hard. And one time, you see, I used to have guards, one going around the block while I was sending telegrams, and the other one was at the gate of the place. So while I was sending a telegram, some Italian ship was leaving, and I had to send the information in order for them to come and sink it. So they jumped in and they said, "Helias, the Germans have surrounded the block. In three corners, big trucks with Germans and raiders and so on." So I finished the telegram I had to send, and then I had prepared my exit. I jumped a rear window, which led me to a different backyard, and that's how I escaped.
Helias, as you were writing the book, did it bring back other memories you had repressed? And do you have any regrets about what you went through at that point in your life?
No, not really. As I mentioned, I was 20 years old. It was from a very poor boy living in a... You see, I finished high school even with a lamp. I never had an electricity. In the house I was living, all of a sudden I was living in a palace, and I had to me it was a very exciting life. And as a matter of fact, a Greek over there I knew said, "Helias, for you the war should never end."
Did you stay in the spy business after the war?
I was told if I wanted to stay in But my dream was to become an engineer. And after the war, I became a civil engineer. By the way, I designed the entire suspension system of the biggest antenna in the world, Arecibo, Puerto Rico. I have a patent. I have the sole patent of the suspension system. And also, I was a group leader in Grumman, where they designed the rocket that went to the moon, and my group designed the legs. So when Armstrong left on Apollo 11, he let me sign a placard with others, of course, he put it and left it on the moon. So also Apollo 12, the next group, they let me sign, and my last name, Dundulakis, is in two places on the moon right now.
Helias, it sounds like you've led quite the colorful life. I'm wondering, is this the first book you have written, and did you enjoy the process?
Well, actually, I wrote a similar book in Greek, which was published in Greece, and it had a very successful representation and so on. Generally portraying to the OSS and the English intelligence service.
And how might we get hold of the book, Helias?
Through my website indicates, especially through Ex Libris or Barnes & Nobles, all these big bookstores have it. By the way, they also everybody can open my website, which is www.iwastrainedtobeaspy.com.
Once again, the book is called I Was Trained to Be a Spy. The author is Helias Dundulakis. You could pick it up at exlibris.com, iwastrainedtobeaspy.com, or any Barnes & Noble store. Helias, thank you very much. Very interesting story.
Thank you for inviting me, and I really liked to be talking to you.